Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today, my guest is John Pitney, and John is a Gold Looper who was kind enough in the last few weeks to email me with some checklists that he created for cruising aboard his boat, and I think they're great help for newer boaters or newer loopers to kind of get their feet on the ground and get some ideas on how to run things aboard. So I've asked him to join us. Today, we're going to focus on some of those checklists that pertain to radio communications. So before I introduce John, I do want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. John, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate you being here. And like I said, when I kind of introduced the topic today, it's great to have some kind of beginning information for some of those loopers who are brand new to boating. So start off, tell us a little bit about your loop experience and your general boating experience.
Sure, sure. My wife and I started boating out of the St. Louis area. We actually live in Kansas City. But in 2007, we bought our current boat, Satisfaction. It's a 53-foot Carver Voyager cockpit motor yacht. And really didn't know anything about the loop at that time. We just took some trips up the Mississippi and the Illinois and over to Knoxville and always came back to St. Louis. But eventually we found out about the loop, and I was all excited about it. My wife came along that way as well. And since I'd have had a kind of a lifelong love of being out on the water, having been a nuclear submarine officer for 6 years of active duty and 22 years of reserve duty in the Navy, I just thought that would be an adventure of a lifetime. So we started planning for it. And in 2012, we started on the loop from Grafton Harbor near St. Louis and continued on for two more years and finished up in the fall of 2014. Since that time, we have been down to the Gulf Coast, spent last winter down there, and then came back up the Ten Tom to the Tennessee River and took a trip over to Knoxville. We'd never been that far east on the Tennessee this summer, and just a delightful trip all the way around. And then just recently brought the boat back to Aquiyart Harbor on the western side of the Tennessee River, where it's winterized right now. So we... during the winter months when we weren't doing the loop and before actually we got on the loop, I had thought that it might be a good idea to sit down and try to come up with a manual, if you will, or a binder that I could keep with me at the helm that would have a lot of the emergency procedures, things that you have to do under stress sometimes, hopefully that you never have to do them. But if you do, it's very handy to have a set of ideas and checklists to go through to see if you've covered all the bases in your particular situation. And that's what I've come up with. I tried to distill what I'd collected from websites, from boating magazines, from books, into one or two pages of things that pertain to my vessel and to our collective experience and capabilities. And that's what I have. I thought it would be handy for other folks to maybe use this as a starting point and come up with their own lists. if that's a possibility, and I think you and I have come up with a way that we might be able to do that on the site.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I definitely agree that there's some very useful information here for other loopers. And one of the things that, John, you pointed out is that these are specific to your boat, but you have graciously agreed to share those. And we will be compiling them, putting them on the website in an editable format so that other members can download those and then make changes so that they pertain directly to their boats. So you mentioned your military service, and thank you for that. We appreciate your service. But you also mentioned, I think in one of our previous discussions, that that's kind of what led you to these checklists, having a procedure in front of you. So that's extremely helpful. And again, thank you for sharing those. Today, we wanted to focus on some of the emergency radio communications or danger situation communications. So let's start first with Securité, which I think people don't use very frequently, even though perhaps they should be. So start with what that is and when you might use it.
Sure. So the Securité safety signal is a Marine VHF signal that, as you say, is not used often enough, but you frequently hear it cruising the ICW. Not too much on the inland waters, but certainly is something you ought to be aware of. And it's simply used to alert others to information concerning navigation safety or important weather information or any other serious problems that you feel might affect other boaters and everybody should know about. Normally, it's the Coast Guard or commercial vessels that use it, but it's certainly available to pleasure craft as well and ought to be in everybody's quiver of arrows, if you will, to use. In terms of how you use it, you may want to start actually, if you have a situation, you may want to start by trying to contact the Coast Guard initially on channel 16 and see if they agree that it's something that needs to be transmitted out, and if it is, that they will put out a Securité over their network, which will be heard by many more boats than just from your own radio. If you're not able to get them contacted, then you should put it out yourself, and certainly the way to do that is on your VHF radio. You're normally on channel 16. You know, what you would first do is make sure you're set to 16 and then make sure your radio's in high power. Make sure your antennas are up. Make sure your volume and your squelch is set properly. And then go ahead and speak distinctly and slowly, as unexcited as you can be, and say, Securité, 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 all stations. This is Motor Vessel Satisfaction, which is the name of our boat. And then either state what your problem is or say listen on channel 68 or 72 or some other off channel if it's not a emergency type situation. Once you're done with that particular transmission, you can switch your VHF receiver to the working channel that you announced. And then once again, slowly say, Securité, 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 all stations. This is Motor Vessel Satisfaction. State your message, something like there's a submerged red buoy, mid-channel, just upstream of the Illinois Junction or something like that. Satisfaction out. So it's very straightforward, and I put those words down on papers just in case you know, you forget what to say, you can actually go and read it on the checklist. So that's another reason for having the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
You could use, go ahead.
That was a great example of when to use it. I know you've also, your checklist has some other examples, like you have entering a rough inlet or serious mechanical problems. So, give us some additional examples. You even have discourteous boaters on here. So share a little bit more about when you've used this or where you see it perhaps not being used enough.
Right. Well, in my checklist, I put some examples of different situations, and certainly one would be if you're running a rough inlet coming into the inlet and you will not be very maneuverable while you're inside the restricted waters, it's a good idea to put out a Securité notice saying, this is Motor Vessel Satisfaction entering Jones Inlet. I am restricted in my ability to move, maneuver. Please stand clear. Or contact me on channel 16 if you have questions. You put that out, and perhaps it'll keep two boats from trying to be at the same spot at the same time, which is, of course, not a good thing.
Uh-huh.
if you have a serious mechanical problem and you're dead in the water, it's a good idea to put out a securite and let people know where you are. Restricted visibility, same thing. Go ahead and put out the securite notice. This is motor vessel satisfaction. Traveling easterly direction on course 090 in zero visibility at 4 knots. Give any additional details for location. My destination is Aquiat Harbor, whatever. Standing by for any concerned vessels on channel 13 and 16. Then, of course, turn to 13 and 16 or the other channel that you mentioned and repeat that particular transmission. Very good idea to do that, and probably one that would be used more likely than any others here is in restricted visibility situations. One that I have thought about using from time to time, and I haven't quite got to use it yet, is for discourteous boaters. It would go something like this. Securite, securite, securite. This is motor vessel satisfaction. Traveling east on XYZ Canal. This is a warning for all vessels traveling in this location. A go-fast boat, express cruiser by the name of go-fast, is traveling in this direction at a high rate of speed, dangerously close to other vessels, causing potential harm to vessels and crews in the area. All vessels in this area should be on the lookout for vessel go-fast. And if nothing else, if you put that kind of a warning out, it's certainly going to get the attention of the discourteous boater, and perhaps they'll mend their ways and slow down or whatever it is the problem that they're causing. Right. Other places, sharing weather information. If you're towing another vessel in distress, you're approaching a blind bend, good time to do it. Or if you're aground, you have to be putting out the securite signal about every 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
So those are the main areas.
And that's extremely helpful. Let's move on to the pon-pon procedure. How does that, first of all, differ from securite, and when would you use this as opposed to a securite?
Right. And pon-pon is an urgent message, but it's not life-threatening. In other words, we're getting up here more to an emergency situation that directly affects your boat. You require the assistance of another vessel, but the danger is not life-threatening at this point. It is a situation of urgency. You have a very urgent message regarding the safety of your vessel or safety of people aboard your vessel. You can also use a term called medico, M-E-D-I-C-O, and that is a key phrase, key word to the Coast Guard. That means that you require medical advice. And I've never heard that used, but I did find that in a publication that says that Coast Guard is set up to recognize that as somebody who needs medical advice. Certainly in a pon-pon situation, you want everybody in life jackets if it's warranted, something going on with the boat that might cause problems with its seaworthiness. Once again, set up your radio for channel 16 and clearly say pon-pon, pon-pon, pon-pon. All stations, this is motor vessel satisfaction, satisfaction, satisfaction. Give your position. The best possible way, I think, if you still have equipment functioning at your helm station, particularly your chart plotter, is to look in the corner of the chart plotter, and you should see displayed there your latitude and longitude of your current position. You would read that out loud, and you should know how to read latitude and longitude over the radio. For instance, north, 48 degrees, 23 minutes, 43.3 seconds, and west, that's north latitude, and west longitude, 123 degrees, 13 minutes, 29.8 seconds. So that is all written out in this checklist, so you don't have to memorize what you have. And this is particularly important, I think, for perhaps the spouses. the folks who are riding along with you to have this information available in case something happens to the captain, they pass out or whatever, and they need to know how to send out one of these urgent messages. Once you've stated the initial pon-pon, you go ahead on with your description of the emergency. We have a medical emergency, et cetera. We require assistance of this particular kind. On board, we have 4 adults and 2 children. And then describe the boat that you're in so it's more easily identified, such as this is a 53-foot cockpit motor yacht with a white hull and a black trim. I will be listening on channel 16. Pon, 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 pon. This is satisfaction. Over. At that point, you're listening for someone to reply to you. Make sure your radio volume and squelch are adjusted properly. Listen for 10 seconds. If no reply is heard, then try it again. Repeat the call. It's important that if you put out a pon, pon or a mayday call, and the situation changes so that it is no longer an urgent situation, that you cancel it. And there's a procedure also in our checklist to cancel the call. You simply say, pon, 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 hello all stations, hello all stations. This is motor vessel satisfaction. The time is 18:30, for instance. Cancel pon, pon, this is satisfaction, out. All those words are spelled out in an easy-to-read format, and this one shouldn't require too much customization, but you ought to take a look at it anyway.
Right. Oh, that's perfect. We appreciate that information on the pon-pon for non-life-threatening urgent messages and the Securité for other important messages. We're going to take a short break and listen to an ad from one of our sponsors. When we come back, we are going to move on to the Mayday emergency radio procedure, both how to send that message, how to transmit that Mayday call, but also how to respond to them, which I think is equally important because boaters are certainly about helping others that are out there. So we'll be back in just a moment.
What makes Pantaneous America's yacht insurance special? Pantaneous America provides coverage and flexibility without any hidden or implied warranties. Licensed in all 50 states, Pantaneous America offers unparalleled service through our international network of offices. Pantaneous America allows for extremely liberal navigational limits. Pantaneous America's experienced worldwide claims staff is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With no deductible for fire, lightning, and total loss claims, Pantaneous America is always by your side. Call or visit us today and ask about our special offers for Great Loop Cruisers. 914-381-2066. Pantaneous America is a proud commander sponsor of AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. My guest today is Gold Looper John Pitney, who has written basically a procedures manual that he uses for his boat, particularly in high-stress situations. These can be very helpful if you've got what to do written out. It's also helpful to practice these, and if you've got these instructions written out, it makes it much easier. So we've been through Securité and Pon Pon. Let's shift. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's talk about Mayday and when you should use that distress call.
Okay, very good. Mayday, of course, is the emergency radio procedure that we all have heard of. It's to be used in only grave and imminent danger to life or property. This is a situation where you're about to lose the boat, or someone on board has a life-threatening injury, or a life-threatening medical condition, and you try to not use it unless you meet those conditions, obviously. There are 2 basic ways to transmit a Mayday, and most everybody, I think for the past 10 or 12 years, almost all Marine VHF radios have had the ability to transmit an automated Mayday call. It's called an automated DSC distress call or Mayday call. DSC stands for digital selective calling. And most modern radios have this feature built in. However, it's not just simply a matter of installing the radio in your panel and turning it on. You have to have an MMSI number assigned to it, and there's a whole bunch of articles on the forum that describe how to get those numbers as properly assigned. You also have to have a source of GPS location information that the radio can use in order to send out, automatically send out your own ship's name and location. So if you have those set up, you can use that big red button on your radio that says distress to send an automated DSC call. And it's a good idea to do this because the Coast Guard listening stations are set up to listen for these calls and automatically respond to them, as are other pleasure craft that have the DSC system set up on their boat. So certainly you want to make sure everyone is in life jackets if it's a situation concerning the seaworthiness of the boat. Make sure that your chart plotter is turned on and working properly. Flip up the red cover of your distress button on your radio and press it. I'm just describing the situation for a Horizon VHF radio. Other radios might have a little different style or buttons to push, and this is where you should customize this procedure for your particular equipment. But on Horizon, which is a radio brand that many people use, you press this button once. It brings up a submenu that says what's the nature of your particular distress. Is it fire, flooding, collision, whatever? You select the proper choice and then depress the button again, this time for 5 seconds. The radio will then automatically send a mayday call via the DSC system that will contain your boat's name and position. It will do this automatically on channels 16 and 70 and wait for a response. If the acknowledgement is received, an alarm will sound on your radio. And if you ever heard the DSC alarm go off on your radio, it's very loud. It sounds like, a loud buzzer in an industrial plant or something. It's very obvious something's not normal. So you would switch to channel 16 if it's not automatically selected and tell the responder of the situation that you have. If you have no automatic acknowledgement, the VHF radio will automatically repeat the distress call every 4 minutes. So it's a good way to send one out if you have that ability. You can turn it off using the radio as well. There are different ways of doing that. You have to read your radio's instructions. And to cancel an automatic distress call, please just press the cancel soft key and then press the yes soft key. Now, that's how you would do it on a Horizon radio. If you don't have your radio set up for automatic DSC calls, you want to transmit a manual mayday call. Once again, you would do this on channel 16. Make sure your antennas are up, you're on full power on your radio, and very distinctly, slowly, and calmly say, "Mayday, mayday, mayday, this is motor vessel satisfaction, 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 mayday, satisfaction." Then repeat that entire phrase once again. Once again, tell them your position. Our position is north latitude 48 degrees, et cetera, et cetera. We have a situation where we're taking on water and are unsure of the seaworthiness of the boat, or whatever your situation might be. We require immediate rescue. We require medical service, medical attention, whatever your requirements are. Tell them how many folks are on board, the number of adults, the number of children, and any description of the boat that you can provide. Satisfaction is a 53-foot cockpit motor yacht with a white hull, et cetera. Also, if any particular equipment on board that might help in the situation, if you have a life raft, if you have an AED aboard, you might want to mention this if it's germane to the problem. I will be listening on channel 16. And once all this information is out, you turn to channel 16 and listen. Listen for 10 seconds. If nothing is heard, try again. Repeat the entire mayday call once again. if still no answer, what you can do is try to go and use your radio to find another channel that is currently being used. You can hear traffic on that channel and try to break into that channel with your Mayday call. Other channels to use would be channel 6, 22A, and 72. Those are various intership safety channels, Coast Guard liaison channels. They should be monitored as well. In order to cancel a Mayday call, if you got someone to acknowledge it, whether or not it was acknowledged, you need to cancel it, okay? If it was acknowledged by the Coast Guard, simply call them up and tell them in a non-emergency way that your emergency has been canceled. If it was not acknowledged, then cancel it in the format that we canceled the PON-PON earlier in the discussion. It's very important to do that because a Mayday call out there, I've heard on the waterway before, somebody heard a Mayday, the Coast Guard heard, and they try to find the vessel that is putting out the Mayday, and just they're not successful. And it's very disruptive on the radio and for a lot of people trying to be concerned about other folks' well-being.
Right. And talking about responding to other folks' well-being, let's talk about responding to a Mayday call, because I think loopers are potentially more likely to be in that situation than actually having to issue their own. And there's some great guidelines in this checklist. So how do we appropriately respond to a Mayday call if we hear one?
Sure. Yeah, I think the first thing is to don't initially hop on channel 16 and try to respond directly first time you hear the call. I would say probably let one or two calls go by before you respond. That way you're giving the Coast Guard or anybody who might be closer to the vessel in distress, you're giving them time to answer without clogging up the airways. If, however, after the second Mayday call, you don't hear anybody responding to them, then certainly by all means, go ahead and respond. You can just call them back and say, vessel in distress. It's probably the best way to refer to them. You want to be careful about using the term Mayday if you are not the vessel in distress, because it can cause severe confusion over the radio. So refer to them by their boat name or vessel in distress and ask and acknowledge to them what it is that you heard them say about their particular situation, what help that they need. Tell them how far away you are and your estimated time of arrival if it's going to be possible for you to go to help them out. While you're listening to the Mayday call, you also want to try to get somebody to record in your log the time you heard the call, anything that you heard in the call itself, what the information was, and your position. It's very important to put that into your own ship's log. Once you've gotten in touch with them, you understand what their situation is, give them certainly your vessel name, and tell them how you might be able to help. You should also try to relay the message to the Coast Guard to another vessel that might be closer to them than you are. Coast Guard station, this is Motor Vessel Satisfaction. I have a vessel on channel 16 at such location. It states that he is on fire. My location is such and such. And make sure the Coast Guard gets that message and you can help in relaying the Mayday call. If you are not involved in either being a relay station or a responding rescuer station, then stay off of channel 16. It's very important to keep that channel open at all times if possible to make sure that the Coast Guard can use the channel. There's something that you might hear if you're out in the ocean from once in a while. That's a term called silence finé. And I think it's French. But that is a term that sometimes the Coast Guard will use to say that they are done using channel 16 for emergency communications and that you can go ahead and talk on it again. If the vessel in distress does not have a radio capability, you may use a ponpon on their behalf, but only the distressed vessel may issue a mayday over the radio. So make sure you keep that in mind. If you start using the term mayday, it's going to be very confusing if you're not the vessel in distress.
Right.
So that's kind of all the things that I had in these three checklists. Not that they're entirely complete, but other folks are more than welcome to use them and flesh them out for their own purposes if they want. And, of course, we have others as well that they may find very useful.
Yes, and we appreciate, John, you joining us and you sharing all of this information. We will finalize the details on getting these checklists out into the documents area on the website. Again, most helpful to other loopers is going to be in editable format rather than a PDF or something like that, so that you can customize these. You know, as John said, there were instructions very specific to his equipment, and then you can customize it to your equipment and have the step-by-step instructions so that if, as captain, you're not available to make these radio calls, someone else can pick up that checklist and do it for you. So, John, again, thank you so much for sharing this. We appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure, Kim. Thank you very much.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you joining us as well. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.